Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Sean is on vacation, so John Harris from the Houston Texans and FootballTakeover.com was kind enough to join us. We'll be going out to the social midtown, right?
Social beer garden, yeah.
The social beer garden, excuse me. Not you, but the midday show and the afternoon show will be out there. And this afternoon, in the late afternoon, is it McLean and Brandon Scott? Brandon Scott and Wade Smith in the late afternoon. Spillane and Lopez in the
John
midday.
Lopez, yes, that's correct.
And Lopez, who is our resident soccer, I was about to call him an expert. He's our resident soccer dude as the USA takes on England today.
Yeah, that'll be somebody you want to listen to for sure. Yeah. Soccer experts always pop up every 4 years.
I know. This is your time. If you played high school soccer, I say embrace it. Yeah, honestly, just embrace it. You need things like offside. It's not offsides. Is it offsides?
Yeah, offside. Yeah.
Offsides, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We need that explained to us.
Yes.
I don't get exactly how it works in soccer, so I need somebody that at least played high school soccer to explain
it. I've learned it a little bit just watching Premier League. Today's match with England, United States, I mean, I actually know more players on England's roster than I do on the United States roster, in large part because I watch Premier League a lot.
Yeah.
So, because I watch that, so I know those rosters and know them pretty well. So it's always kind of cool because last World Cup, I don't think I knew that, but now that I have, or last probably 4 or 5 years, kind of dove into the World Cup, and so I have a strong. I like the England team. I like the England team a lot, but it's tough. I got to be a patriot and cheer for USA, but you know.
So with American football being played this week and today, Friday. The one notable game that I saw that might be of intrigue for various reasons, but especially because Anthony Richardson, the quarterback, is a QB prospect, and I don't think one that's going to end up with the Texans, but I never want to be too sure about anything. I'm skeptical of Anthony Richardson, as I think a lot of people are. John, what's your current opinion on him?
I think Anthony Richardson's a wonderful running back. He has got incredible passing tools.
Yeah.
I mean, he is blessed with a thunderbolt of a right arm. But, like, lightning strikes, you never know where it's going to happen. And I think that's really what holds Richardson back. And the flashes from him are top 10 SportsCenter flashes. But what ends up not on SportsCenter are the others. The throwing into a rolled-up corner, pick six against Kentucky. The throws against Georgia early in the game where he doesn't read a robber safety and just throws it right into coverage. So there's a lot of that. Anthony Richardson just hasn't had enough reps of being a quarterback. He needs to stay at Florida for another year. Now, I don't know if he will. He needs to stay for another year because I believe he's going to be a first rounder whenever he comes out. Even this year, I think he's going to be a first rounder. I think some team down at the bottom of the round that maybe has an older quarterback that looks at it and says, you know what, that guy's talented. We'll let him sit for 2 years behind our talented quarterback and let him grow, and in 2 years we'll have something, which is kind of the Packers' philosophy with Jordan Love. But Richardson is that much more talented, physically gifted than Jordan Love. Jordan Love is a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson is. Now, Richardson's the playmaker, and for some teams, playmaking might be what they need.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of teams that want to see that guy as a more polished quarterback. So I think Richardson should go back. But whenever he comes out, he's going to be a first-round talent because you fall in love with traits. And, man, he's got them. Holy smokes.
He ends up being one of those guys that, yeah, if you can find the right bridge quarterback to be a veteran while Richardson maybe watches and learns, which never works out. It's like, right? Like,
you know, the only time it worked out swimmingly, and that was Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But that's the one we talk about because it's really the only one.
And that was a different one too, just because Alex Smith was already good and productive with them. So it wasn't it's like sometimes when you try to hodgepodge it together where I'm going to draft a guy and bring in a veteran guy to be the bridge quarterback, it's almost too many moving parts.
Right,
at once.
Right. Absolutely. The only time, I mean, you know, another one was Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
You know, Drew Brees just wasn't good for a couple of years. Then they draft Rivers, and then, boom, he goes to the Pro Bowl right away, which I got to think that's the best situation you can have, that at least one of the quarterbacks you have turns into a superstar quarterback. And then when Brees got hurt, that opened the door, okay, we're moving Rivers in. But Brees basically left Rivers on the sideline.
It was one of the weirdest dynamics. I was kind of trying to think of different scenarios where – like if the Texans were to draft a quarterback in the first or second round, but then you have Davis Mills, who's still a young quarterback and hasn't really been good, but it's like, is he your veteran quarterback that the young quarterback plays behind? That doesn't quite feel right. Drew Brees was a few years further along and more accomplished than Davis Mills was by the time that Phillip Rivers took over for him. But it was still a little bit of an odd scenario given that Drew Brees would go on to be as good as he was.
Right. I mean, Drew Brees, he was drafted in 01, so 1, 2, 3, and Rivers was drafted in 4. So that was Drew Brees' fourth year.
Yeah.
So if a quarterback is drafted here, it would be Davis Mills' third year at that point. So, and I've said this many, many times, I don't give a damn if it's you, Seth, or if it's Bryce Young, or if it's Chris, our producer. I don't care who can play quarterback and do it well enough to get this team to the level it needs to get back to. I don't care.
Yeah.
Find who that is and play that guy and let that player develop with the team around him and go win games and win championships. And until they do that, I don't mind them trying guys on for size, trying this guy, trying that. I don't care. Just find the right freaking guy that's – well, I was going to say something I can't say, but – just find that guy and then put the pieces around that particular player and go win championships.
So the other notable games, obviously C.J. Stroud with Ohio State versus Michigan tomorrow at 11 a.m. and Bryce Young with Alabama playing at Auburn. Another big game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.